So just kind of to start off, what was your overall assessment of the way your team played tonight?
We played hard. Mm-hmm. We played hard. Mm-hmm. Right? And we played tough. And we played with a lot of heart. And I'm very happy that the kids demonstrated those traits tonight.
Obviously a very nice start for your team with the pick six right off the bat. How big was Derek Walker for you guys tonight? And the defense as a whole.
And the defense played remarkably well. To stop Holt, which has generated a lot of rushing yards the last three games, third and short, fourth and short, two or three times, I believe, was amazing. And then Derek just stepped up. We tell the kids all the time, never know when the finger's going to point for a person to make a play. When that opportunity comes, you got to make a play.
What specifically was it about the defense that you think was working tonight? Because Holt is a team that scored a lot of points in this conference so far this season. You guys held them to 9 points.
Well, you know, first of all, the defensive staff, Johnny Ferraco, Javier Lara, Ron Bacon, and Vince Watson, they did a nice job of game planning this since last Saturday. We've been working on it. We kind of suspected some things that we would see, and you know, from a schematic standpoint, we felt that we had our people in place. Mm-hmm. But you know, you still have to execute, and the kids executed, so that was, we're very, very elated about that.
With the exception of last year, this has kind of been a matchup that Holt has kind of handled pretty well the last couple of years, leading back to, I think, 2008. What was different for your team last year and especially this year to be able to pull off the win?
Well, I think last year, you know, we got a defensive stop on the one-yard line, two-yard line, and that kind of sent a message to our kids about who they are when they want to be that type of football player, and I think that football team, and I think that you know, feeding off that, it was a turning point for us last season, and you know, we've had some pretty good games with Holt. They have come out on top, there's no doubt about that, but there have been some close games, so we're going to enjoy this one, and then and get back to work. Let the kids enjoy it through maybe tomorrow afternoon, and then get back to work.
How nice is it for you to see kind of contributions from all phases of the game tonight?
I mean, our special teams have been playing extremely well. We got kind of bogged down in the second half. A lot of that, I imagine, was probably our own fault with the penalties, mm-hmm. and couldn't dig ourselves out of the hole. We squandered two scoring opportunities that probably would have helped ease things a little bit for us. So, and you can't do that. But we had a young quarterback in there, and he'll learn from it. And we're just going to get better. We're going to work at getting better.
You sort of mentioned the penalties right there, and how there are kind of a lot of them, especially on you guys in that second half. Is that kind of something you would have hoped to have cleaned up?
We got to clean it up. The unforced errors that we've committed, not only in this game, but over the course of the season, is not good, obviously, and it's a thing that we address every week. You know, we just have to go back and take a look at the film and make sure that whatever is happening, we can eliminate.
This win now ties you with Holt for second place in the CAAC Blue. You talked about last year how this win was kind of a momentum shift for you guys. Do you feel that, you know, the same thing applies tonight?
Well, you know, we'll see. It all depends on how we come out to practice on Monday and the attention to detail that we spend to the things that we're going to have to do to generate some success with our next opponent.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
Have a good night.
Welcome.
Thank you, Ty Jordan.